Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And those who are not fully vaccinated are not protected. So every individual that we vaccinate is a step forward. And across the summer months, we'll vaccinate millions more individuals. As the president said, we will do this by going community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, person by person, by partnering with local leaders, governors, mayors, doctors, school administrators, employers, faith leaders, and community organizers. Leaders that people know and trust.
At this point, the coronavirus vaccine should be seen for the tool that it is, a global governance eugenics weapon foisted upon the masses by the United Nations social engineers, who are determined to test the limits of their own power as their tentacles penetrate the federal, state, and local governments of the United States.
Vaccine nationalism hurts us all and is self-defeating. But on the flip side, vaccinating equitably saves lives, stabilizes health systems, and would lead to a truly global economic recovery that stimulates job creation.
Now, we can't force you to take a jab in the arm, but there are many jobs, perhaps, that can prevent you from working if you decide not to get vaccinated.
Dr. Reiner, given where things are going, is it time to move on from saying please to mandating?
I do think it's time to start mandating vaccines.
Now we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors to get help to the remaining people protected from the virus.
Now, Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, professor of medicine at Stanford, these studies coming out of England about children under the age of 18 and COVID. We thought it was rare for children to die from COVID before, but it's pretty much not even a question now. Like 99.995% of those who they know had COVID, and of course there are many more who we haven't tracked, survived COVID. 25 kids under the age of 18 died of COVID. I think it was 19 had serious underlying respiratory and other issues.
Last year, in the United States, more children died of the flu than died of COVID.
Obviously, the eugenics overlords weren't pleased that Bumbling Joe hadn't reached his July 4th goal of 70% vaccinated.
We are going to continue to press to get 12 to 18-year-olds vaccinated, to continue to work with communities where there's lower vaccination rates. That's one of the reasons we initiated these strike forces.
Jen Psaki's downplaying of her own description of a vaccine strike force going door to door will be her final undoing.
So these are grassroots voices across the country. They are not members of the government. They are not federal government employees. They are volunteers. They are clergy. They are trusted voices in communities who are playing this role in door knocking.
As the effort ramps up, she will have to contend with the arrogance of Dr. Fauci and the draconian incompetence of United States Secretary of Health and Human Services, Xavier Becerra.
It's none of the government's business knowing who has or hasn't been vaccinated. What do you say?
It is absolutely the government's business. It is taxpayers' business if we have to continue to spend money to try to keep people from contracting COVID and helping reopen the economy. And so it is our business to try to make sure Americans can prosper, Americans can freely associate, and knocking on the door has never been against the law. You don't have to answer, but we hope you do, because
your
if
boss
you haven't
Fauci's
been vaccinated,
behind it, bomb.
We can help dispel some of those rumors that you've heard and hopefully get you vaccinated.
Yeah, it's not a rumor. You're going to prison.
24 years of overseeing the Los Angeles Democratic petri dish of Skid Row and then failing upwards as California's attorney general ensures that he will be a totalitarian health and human services secretary that will ignore fundamental constitutional rights, all in the name of the progressive agenda that is merely global governance in disguise. It's blatantly obvious. The power mad are recklessly running with the totalitarian opportunity to please their global masters, no matter what it takes.
Speaking for myself, it was a tremendous personal benefit.
It's like Dylan said, Bob Dylan, are birds free from the chains of the skyway? No, of course not. We are, you know, we are subject to the natural laws.
So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose your fun in the InfoWar. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Earth Crystal Iodine is.
The most banned network in the world.
Explode forth. Ladies and gentlemen, we're live on this July 12th Monday transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Can you imagine living in Cuba or living in North Korea where you get no real independent media or information, particularly North Korea, and where if you even criticize the government, you get a year to 5 years in a forced labor camp, you get sent to jail, you get beaten up, and whatever quarter acre of land they allow you to have to grow vegetables on is taken away from your family as punishment, and you're not given any medical treatment. That's the type of dystopic world the globalists want to put us in. Imagine a world without InfoWars, without that light, without that truth. Imagine a world where you would be punished for speaking out. Well, now we see that here. We see conservatives and patriots not just being censored, being banned from hotels and banned from Uber. And now they're saying they want to take away our credit. Now they want to put us in jail. Congressman Matt Gaetz was going to speak at a conference at a hotel in California, so they banned the conference. The president of the United States really won the election. His voice, his video is banned on Facebook. They're heavily restricted everywhere else. Right Side Broadcasting can't even send out a live feed of President Trump at CPAC, or they'll give them a strike and ban their account, they told them. That is truly an authoritarianism. And if you can do that to the president of the United States, you can do that to anybody and everybody. I was the first big domino. I knew I was the first big domino. I warned everyone. There was a News Corp corporate perspective put out about 9 months before I got banned, explaining, first we'll take down WikiLeaks and Alex Jones, and when no one stands up for them, we'll take everyone down next. And now we live in a world where members of Congress have hearings. And they have those hearings with medical doctors and scientists exposing that the COVID vaccine doesn't work and it's dangerous, with major studies. And Google, Facebook, and Twitter, along with Apple, concertedly block it and ban it. So Cuba never really had an open free internet after the takeover of Fidel Castro because they didn't have a thing called an internet back then. And Cuba perfectly wasn't situated to be a free country even then under Batista. But now it is under an incredible long-term tyranny, and hundreds of thousands of people all over the country in cities like Havana marched in the streets. I've seen some of the videos from on top of the buildings. It shows massive crowds with American flags, knowing that they face long prison terms of forced labor for doing so, saying liberty over and over and over again. Powerful tweet was put out. It says, when oppressed people around the world express their desire for a better life, note the symbol they pick. Cuba, the American flag. Iran, the American flag. Venezuela, the American flag. Hong Kong, the American flag. Not because America's perfect, but because of the ideals that were at least somewhat realized here that made us much, much better than other nations. And that's why the globalists want to remove the United States and demonize the United States, teach everybody it's bad. That's what the big corporations and big banks and big media and big academia tell you everywhere. The most elite families on earth tell you everywhere that you are not allowed to care about your country, that America's evil, because the ideas that it stands for is in complete contravention to what the globalists want to establish. And here's some more good news. Not just the huge peaceful demonstrations taking place in Cuba or the disgusting spin by the puppet President Biden. But this article from ZeroHedge.com at Infowars.com. German court orders, a high court, orders YouTube to pay 100,000 euros for censoring pandemic protest footage of peaceful protests in Switzerland and in Germany. Now, Merkel has asked for protests to be illegal. You've seen the Canadian health minister say, ban protests. People talk too much at them. It's nothing to do with COVID. It's about martial law and the new normal and the great reset they talk about so much. But here's a federal court saying, you can't take somebody's channel away for showing a peaceful protest. We need evidence of this. Horses riding women down, fire hoses knocking people down, people's heads being split open by billy clubs after they've been locked down for over a year, men, women, and children. And the same thing's coming here now with new lockdowns that they're openly pushing and contact tracers and the rest of it. And if they think we'll put up with it, they're going to push it all the way, like they're doing in Australia and England and Germany, where they come into people's houses during live streams and arrest them for criticizing the lockdowns. That's where they want to take us. That's what they want. Fauci says he wants it illegal to criticize what he's doing. Fauci says he wants forced inoculation. He announced that Friday. It's like going to the doctor and they tell you, you got cancer. If you keep letting this cancer grow, it will eat us all alive. And I know as an audience of activists, you understand that. But to see Joe Biden's response when he came out and said, yes, we stand with the people of Cuba who we know are protesting because you, quote, want more medicine because of COVID. Had nothing to do with COVID, nothing to do with that at all. Other than the fact that the global lockdowns have hurt Cuba, as they've hurt every other country, not COVID, the lockdown. And then they turn around and say, oh, they're not protesting in Cuba over the lockdown that they've been under since 1960, 1959. No. They're not mad about that. They're not mad about having no future or no job or no real medical care. No, they're upset about COVID. That's what Joe Biden disgustingly came out and said. And look what they're doing here in the United States. The Biden administration's top priority is to arrest and punish anyone who objects to their un-American, unconstitutional agenda. And even top liberal professors are saying, like Jonathan Turley, this is extremely dangerous. So when Cubans carry American flags demanding freedom,
He actually reads you the quote by the Biden administration. It's pretty unbelievable. Biden administration puts out a statement saying that we know you want food and medicine and shortages. And it goes on to say, we know you're upset about COVID and that we want to get you help. Nothing about communism. Nothing about authoritarianism. Nothing at all but gaslighting back in your face, one dictator to another. And that's the big story I'm going to cover when we come back. Because there is some good news around the world, but I'm going to give you the really bad news. Because we need to get that bad news out front so that we're not sitting here in 6 months or a year going, oh my God, Alex Jones was right again. I want to stop what's happening. We have a very narrow window, and I don't believe this show will be on the air in 1 year or any other broadcast for that matter, and it'll be dark. It'll be black. The monitors will be dead, and you will be in the dark. We'll all be in the dark together if the enemy moves to the next phase, which is open martial law, gun confiscation, checkpoints, FEMA death camps. They intend to roll it all out. I'm not trying to scare you, folks. This is really going to happen.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your food and let's start walking. Come on, come on,
come on, come on,
come on, come on,
come on, come on,
come on,
come on, come on,
come on,
come on,
come on,
come on,
come on,
the Cubans, 1 to 5 years in prison, forced labor. If you go out and protest the government, the New York Times put a tweet out. They said anti-government forces protested lack of food and medicine because of COVID. What a wicked criminal organization trying to help generational dictators keep their foot on the neck of those poor people. By the way, Cuba is badass. I haven't been there, but family has, a lot of friends. It's beautiful. It's got mountains, incredible beaches. It would make the prettiest parts of Mexico or Florida tame in comparison. But instead of being a wonderland, it is a hell hole. Perfect example of where globalists and communists and authoritarians are taking us. When Trump went and met with the dictator of North Korea, he said, look at the South. They've got 50 times the wealth you've got. Giant high-rises, doctors for everybody, vacations, vacation homes, big happy families. And he literally showed him a DVD of computer renderings of what they could do in North Korea in a matter of 10 years. And Kim Jong unwanted it, but China came in that controls North Korea and said no. You saw our establishment make sure that didn't happen as well, because they want to keep it under control. They want dictatorships. What did Charlie Munger say? The main advisor to Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, their personal lawyer, their business partner. He said, we want a dictatorship in America to be able to arrest anybody we want. He goes, we want to be like communist China. What did Trudeau say? What does the CFR say? What does Richard and Haas say? They all run their evil mouths about how they want to put us in a dictatorship. And they're doing it. And they're using COVID-19 as a smokescreen. Let me do this. I've noticed a joke on Twitter by the left, because they all tune in. I want to welcome them to tune in, because I think they're part of the establishment. They're not. They're paving their own way to destruction. And I see them say, Jones said he can barely do his broadcast today because he's too prepared. And then they think that's a joke, because they're obviously lazy and unprepared and just go around all day talking about how smart they are. I don't want to be those leftist enemies. I want them to understand that they're pretending they're part of the establishment. They're pretending that they're going to be on top when this system comes into place. You're not going to be on top. You're going to be dead. And so it's hard for me to really tell you what I think is going to happen and what's going to unfold next, because now we have all the proof and we know. So it's not just me predicting it. It's guaranteed unless we stop it. And do you think as a father and as a human being, you think I want to get up here and tell the crew that we probably won't be here in a year? that we're going under total authoritarianism, that they're getting ready to stage giant false flags. You think I like that? But you know what? I'm going to tell you next segment what I think is going to unfold and what's going to happen, because we've got a really good chance of stopping this if we say no. But will you guys get the Bill Maher clip from a couple weeks ago, just the part where he goes, listen, you're not just censoring Republicans on Google now. You're censoring ivermectin. It's not a political party. It's a drug. Let me know about it. Well, don't you get that, Bill Maher? You don't just ban one political party off the Internet, which they've effectively done to Republicans and other nationalist parties around the world. You don't just stop there. It's everything's political. And Big Pharma has merged with Big Tech, and they're censoring everything, Bill. And you're not safe now, because when you get rid of the social safety net of due process, we're all screwed. In the words of one of the space marines and aliens, it's over, man. Game over. So I said Trump will be banned by the election off the Internet if he doesn't act. Exactly what I said, word for word, happened. And I'm saying everybody's going to be off the air. Almost everyone. They're not going to have thousands of production houses anymore. There's not going to be a market for it. They have a plan to go back to the old way, where no one is allowed to have speech except a handful of groups. And it's going to be dystopic as hell. They've decided to go pure dystopia. I'm trying to explain that. It's not going to be an incremental move anymore. They're going to go pedal to the metal to so wreck society that you can't even recognize it. I mean, here's a microcosm example. And then we're going to come back and just really cover all this. You know this is done on purpose, right? When they have convicted pedophiles have drag queen story time and the children sit on their lap and the mothers, like they're bringing their child up, be thrown in the furnaces of Moloch, really get excited when the obese man in a demonic clown outfit has the child set on their erection that is bulging through their dress. So that's not enough conditioning to move the Overton window. How do you make drag queen story time, pedophile story time, it the clown story time not look so bad? Funded out of San Francisco with big tech money, hundreds of millions of dollars worldwide, overhead shop lease. You do it with this. You do something even more radical. UK forced to apologize after hiring man in monkey dildo costume. That's what it's called. To perform in front of children. It's called Rainbow Dildo Butt Monkey. And he reads to them about putting things in their butt. And he's a psychotic, crazy person with a totally crazy face dressed up as a giant rainbow dildo. And the government in the city paid to have this. Now, they're sitting around in their psych warfare operation saying, how do we get women to bring their children to creepy men? Well, we dress them up like clowns and call them women. Well, okay, they've accepted that. Okay, call it a rainbow dildo and teach the kids about stuffing stuff in their ass. I mean, see, folks, and you go, well, what's the point of this? This is all Tavistock Institute out of London weaponizing all of this in their own words. Because if you'll put up with creepy dudes, many of which are sex offenders, saying, I'm a dildo, and I'm here to teach your kids how to shove stuff in their rear end, you'll put up with anything. This is to destabilize society. They're teaching you your country sucks. They're teaching you Western values are bad. They're giving you experimental deadly shots and covering up the deaths. They're censoring what's going on. World leaders are saying, we want to be a dictatorship like China. Xi Jinping, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. This is a satanic takeover. Because they got stuff so horrible coming, you'll look back on rainbow dildo monkey rapers as a good thing. Got it? They're making their move, and they're using psychological warfare to so condition you with simulations of death and destruction that when the real ones come, you won't know what hit you. You understand? The planet is in a total artificially induced collapse. Stay with us.
I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars.
I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund her operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months. So get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Central, I'm here live. FreeWorldNews.tv is the site to share that has not been banned yet. It takes you to all the different videos and articles and information. Okay, let me try to encapsulate this as simply as I can and just ask the listeners and viewers to
take this information and reach out to everybody you know and to people you don't know, because this affects us all, and we've got to create a massive awakening and tipping point to this, or we have no hope. The good news is we are almost at the tipping point, and the system knows that, but that makes them even more dangerous and more likely to accelerate their operation, hoping that they can grab victory from the jaws of defeat. Now, one good thing is this. Everybody I know, prominent talk show host, top talk show host, and members of the government, not just here but overseas as well, now just don't think I'm an eccentric that's right about a lot of stuff. They now know that I'm dead on. And so in the limited time we have left being on air, I have a real responsibility to put out as many special reports encapsulating where we are. So if I am assassinated or we are taken off the air, those pieces of information can be saved by you. Also, some good things are happening. A lot of folks aren't having to tune in to Alex Jones to understand what's happening. Once you understand the globalist operation, and once you're out of the trance, you see it in live time, the exact same thing I'm seeing. And so we are starting to really achieve very quickly the saturation point where enough people click and get what's happening to be able to then fully recognize the enemy operation. And then once you recognize the enemy operation, it all instantly connects and you are able to even know what their next move is going to be before they make it. Now, that said, let me boil this down very, very calmly as best I can. There is a worldwide revolution against the globalists, who are unelected bankers who have maneuvered the entire planet into artificial debt so they can collapse society to make people dependent so that the public doesn't have any basic rights and can be herded into a very dystopic technocracy whose end game is being able to play God and use us all as lab rats, slaves. And that's as far as we have any worth to them. We are then seen as garbage that has a negative value to be carried out and dumped into a historical and physical landfill. And that is the stated goal of all the globalists, and that's well established, and no one can deny that. There are thousands of articles a week put about the establishment explaining why everybody has to be killed, but then most of the public doesn't sit back and think, well, oh, they mean me, because the average person reading The Economist or The New York Times or The Financial Times of London or the Audubon Society fancies themselves a member of the ruling planetary directorate. But you are not a member of that. You are playing along with it mentally, which is what weak people do. And that is known in the modern parlance as the Stockholm Syndrome. And I, of course, have coined the term mass Stockholm Syndrome. So we asked the question today in the live feed article, and I'm going to open the phones up after Jim Hoff leaves us early next hour. He's got some big breaking news with the feds clearly breaking into the Capitol, leading the attack on the Capitol. That's coming up. Is Bill Gates right? Should we kill 90% of the human population Monday live? They're already teaching us that we're all patients, we're all dirty, we're all bad, we're all evil, we're all suspect, we're all terrorists, we've got to cover ourselves, we've got to have constant, unauthorized, secretive injections that have killed so many, just for the right to be able to go outside. And, oh, they say, once you do it, we'll go back to normal. And then as soon as you took the shot, they said, sorry, you never go back to normal. And, oh, now it's the fault of people that didn't take the shot. They're the reason the shot doesn't work, which is, of course, total fraud. And so we're in the jaws of this thing. And it's not going as well as they wanted, and that's the good news. So let me boil it down this way. They're not going to let us have another election in now only 17 months. And so just let that sink in. They stole the last election. They brought in a medical tyranny to be able to do it. They're clamping down with permanent martial law around the world. They've announced world government. They've announced that the new end game is going to be climate lockdowns on a routine basis. The Pope, Klaus Schwab, all of them have said that your life is over as you know it. Richard Branson, who's really more famous for his flight than Lolita Express with kidnapped little girls, sex slaves, with Jeffrey Epstein. He's in the manifest quite a bit, hanging out with Obama and the rest of them on the island. Bunch of perverts. You know, now he's gone to the edge of space, something that test pilots did in the 1950s. But there he is, hoping that, you know, covers up all his globalist activities. You know, the music they played on the way up and the way down was the titled The Great Reset, The New Normal. All of it is about throwing it in your face. So, they need a smokescreen to censor, a smokescreen to come to your door, a smokescreen to disappear you, a smokescreen to confiscate your guns. They need an excuse to crash into civilization and accelerate the post-industrial world to render you down into such a poor person, so busy just trying to find food and so sick from all the vaccines that there is no more middle class or the idea of Western upward mobility to challenge their system. And it's all done by this collection of so-called playboy, trendy billionaires who were really given their investment money and their power by the Carnegie, Rockefeller, and Ford foundations and IBM foundations on record to carry out this operation. And it is a cult that for over 100 years with social Darwinistic plans, going back to Cecil Rhodes and Malthus before him, to carry this out. You can go read articles in 2011 in Forbes with Bill Gates talking about Malthus and talking about eugenics and talking about how he wants to do this. And so now they're doing it. And so they plan to send the contact tracers out to your houses. They plan to have them be aggressive and force their way in. They plan to get some of them killed, their strike forces, to then declare anyone protesting forced inoculations a terrorist. It's already been done in the official national directive put out 3 weeks ago by Biden. And then they will start sending armed teams to your homes to take you away to COVID isolation centers, something already being done in Europe, in the UK, in New Zealand, in Australia, in Canada at a massive level, and all over Latin America and all over Africa. But now four African presidents have died, all of which were against forced inoculations, and the Haitian president tortured and then executed. Now, at least five of them were clearly killed in suspicious circumstances. That's four African and one Haitian. So that's four were killed in suspicious ways. One was killed in the battlefield, but undoubtedly, where there's smoke, there's fire. So you wonder why our leaders sit there like a gun to their head and do these incredible unpopular things. Joe Biden, the governor of California, all of them, is because they are minions of the New World Order, and they are following their orders unto the death to do so. So when we come back, I want to play a few clips of folks standing up and fighting back, and I want to really lay out a blueprint of how we defeat this and how we stop them bringing in the new martial law, triggering the civil war, the race war, and then trying to basically create enough of a crisis before the midterms. They plan to have this in full swing in less than a year to basically bring in a permanent global emergency out of which we never get out of. And I told you this over a year ago, they were planning to steal the election and use this to have the mail-in ballots and the rest of it. And that's just part of what they're planning to do. So we're going to cover it all on the other side. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
So the bad news is the robber barons in the last 120 years putting all their money into planetary government and population control have finally got the technology and the systems to carry it out. And Bill Gates really gets the credit. I've studied this in depth. I identified him 25 years ago as the ringleader of the eugenics operation. It's one of the top people in the world in the globalist power structure. People are like, why are you obsessed with Bill Gates? I said, well, I actually read his writings. And he helped finally honcho it through, went around and shook down all the other billionaires and made them basically pay into this program. And he single-handedly flew all over the world hundreds of times and paid off world leaders and paid off health departments and national health services and is in control. I mean, the guy works his ass off 15 hours a day. I mean, I know people that know him. The guy is a devilish machine who wants to kill you and your family. So, and I've begun to respect Bill Gates, and I'm not saying that out of any type of twisted meaning. I mean, I respect the devil, too. I mean, he's got will. And the thing is, if you don't stand up against him, you deserve to die. And that's really his view. I don't deserve to die. I don't like what he's doing. I don't like the dumbing people down so they're easy to kill and then calling them dumb animals when you use your intelligence to manipulate them. I call that downright evil. Suffer the children, as Christ said. But I do get it. I get their perspective. I can get in their mindset. And of the disdain they have for the public. That this is all out in the open. I mean, we've reached a point here, ladies and gentlemen, where it's all being admitted. I mean, Fauci did studies in North Carolina and Texas and Missouri with level 4 bioweapons labs of these exact viruses 8 years ago, just under other names, and they created vaccines for the spike protein that killed almost all the lab animals in more than 15 studies I found that Fauci ran himself. I mean, they've planned every bit of this out, and I'm watching them kill and maim people, and the average leftist just sits there and makes jokes on Instagram and Twitter about me. We do shows where we show the studies and have scientists on, and they laugh at it. And so a lot of people say, well, then just let the left kill themselves. You know we're going to have to take care of them while they're getting sick and collapsing. You know they're designed to bring down the civilization. That's how they get the post-industrial world. If you don't just have an aging population, you've got a giant middle-aged and young population that are invalids as well, and that's going to force the collapse of human civilization and force the rise of automation and robots. And again, you argue, well, this is how we save the earth from too many people. Except the globalists are overriding all the genetics of all the other plants and animals and saying they're God and doing the most destructive stuff there is. They just use the, oh, we're saving the earth to get the academics and people on board. But that's not even really their plan. And I get it. The weird, empty, posing spirit of the left is very scary and demonic. And you look at these people that serve Bill Gates' agenda. They don't know what's even hit them. And they're the ones coming after our children. So at a certain point, Bill Gates and the globalists are very smart. They are forcing us into a confrontation with the general public, those of us that are aware and that don't want to join Gates and don't want to join Warren Buffett and don't want to join Charlie Munger because they're so revolting. But at the same time, I understand what they're saying and doing. And who's worse, them or the public? And I guess I'm supposed to grow up and one day join them. You know, I've gotten people that serve them pretty high level to wake up and come out of this stuff. And I've had those people apologize to me. And that's not about me on a power trip. It's just about if I can convince some of their lieutenants to not be part of this, why can't I convince the general public to at least save their ass and me along with them? Because I sure as hell don't want to get put in some globalist prison. I don't want to get killed by some mob during a civil war when they're burning down all the cities. Here's what I'm getting at. We are all going to the same horrible place together right now. They've initiated the planetary control collapse, the controlled demolition, and it's going to be horrible. And there's got to be a way to reverse this before it's too late. And the answer that I told you I'd get to is Senator Paul coming out and saying these masks are a fraud. COVID's super exaggerated. Introduced legislation to not make people wear masks. Ted Cruz, legislation to not have a federal database for contact tracers. The list goes on and on. To have people like Tucker Carlson wake up. People like Joe Rogan have really woken up. And you've seen that awakening I told you about years ago. You now see manifesting. You see Bill Maher going, wait a minute, it's one thing to censor Republicans. Play dirty there. But you're going to censor ivermectin for me? For my family? Screw you. You want to be an old-fashioned liberal that's for free speech and information you want, but not other people's, Bill. Well, no, Bill says Alex Jones gets to speak. Leave Alex Jones alone. So I actually appreciate that of Bill Maher. Even though I disagree with a lot of his points, I respect the fact that he's a man that understands these protections are for him too, not just me. And that's what the left's doing. You don't understand blowback. You know, Hitler was... basically went psychotic from being gassed twice in World War I. He got hit with mustard gas twice, had hallucinations the second time, decided he would be the Fuhrer and save Germany and be the world leader. And you guys are like the same way. You're doing all this evil crap. It's blowing back on you. know, the allegory of that is Emperor Palpatine, episode three, where he's trying to kill Mace Windu, and then, of course, his own attack comes back on him and turns him into what he later became. I wrote an analysis of episode three back when it first came out, and George Lucas, I'm told, really liked it. And I challenged George Lucas to come out and say episode three was an allegory of World War I, World War II false flags, and of 9/11 false flag, and he did it. I never talked to George Lucas, but I know he did take that challenge up and do it. So that's kind of the fun thing, too, about when you actually know how things work, you can see it even in art where they're telling you, and I guess George Lucas is actually against this stuff happening. So see, there's not all just evil people out there. George Lucas made THX-1138 before I was even born. And with Robert Duvall, and it's exactly where they want to take us. But see, he was let into that club and found out their plans, and that's why he told you in those movies. So everybody needs to stop pretending that whether you're a Christian or a conservative or gay or straight or black or white, that all of this isn't a giant manipulation and isn't going to destroy us all. And the answer is saying, we recognize your eugenics operation, we recognize your takeover, we recognize we're contained within an artificial system, a Plato's cave allegory, and that we're coming out of it and that we're not going to buy it, just like this German court just did. This German court just came out and said, the high court, you can't ban people's YouTube videos because they showed peaceful protest and horses riding people over. Even the German court, which is authoritarian, realized, my God, we're covering up women being run over by horses? This is wrong. 100,000 euro fine. And so it's that process of all of us, no matter what color we are, where we're from, saying we want these checks and balances. We don't want all this swept away. Alex Jones gets to speak. Bill Clinton gets to speak. Vladimir Putin gets to speak. David Duke gets to speak. It doesn't matter. The new Black Panther Party gets to speak. Because if you take that away, you take everything away, and now you live in North Korea. We're going to go to break. I'll get to all these clips I haven't gotten to next segment. Then Jim Hobbs has huge breaking news, more evidence of the feds inside the Capitol, some exclusive information from thegatewaypundit.com that's coming up separately. The new sale is here, and a lot of stuff came back in. And so we have our new green fiber capsules, total amino acid supercharger from the highest quality. I mean, there are a lot of great green fiber products out there that are just a bunch of concentrated ground up processed cabbage and stuff. That's good to clean your guts out, but it doesn't do anything when it comes to all of the amino acids, almost all of the essential vitamins in an organic form. This is the highest end, highest quality organic green fiber capsules you're going to find. It's amazing. And you've got to go read about it because it'll take an hour to tell you everything about it. But it's from all the most important sprouts, from the wheat sprouts to all these other types of sprouts. And it's just supercharged with all of the essential amino acids and a bunch of other ones that are great. And all this other vitamins and minerals. We're really, really proud of it. It's $19.95 out of the gates, 33% off. I can't go any lower than that because it costs a lot to produce each bottle of this. Put it to you this way. I could buy a formula that cost 1/8 of this, and it would still be decent, you know, greens. This is highest end, concentrated, our newest product. We're very proud of it. Introductory price, $9.95. Greens, fiber capsules, good for all ages, men, women, children, everybody. Winter sun, back in stock. That's huge for your immune system. 50% off. Knockout sleep support, back in stock, 50% off.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.